But first, the federal government has kept rural and regional communities in the dark about the new national online health system, My Health Record. Services have found that misconceptions have grown, particularly in remote Indigenous communities, where internet connectivity is unreliable, English is a second language, and digital literacy levels are low. As the opt-out date draws closer, Aboriginal medical services are educating remote communities about the new system and how it will operate. Kate Rafferty has the story.
The new national online health system, My Health Record, is soon to be rolled out across Australia. The system has become a point of national controversy, with concerns around big data access, encryption laws, and individual privacy rights. However, those in remote and regional areas have been left inadequately informed. Vicky O'Donnell, CEO of the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services, says regional Indigenous communities are unsure of how the system will work, and if they choose, how they can opt out.
Particularly in our Aboriginal communities, a lot of people, and when we talk about a lot of people, we talk about, you know, everybody across Australia who were not aware that My Health Record was going to be uploaded into the cloud. Lots of training was done with GPs around the rollout of the My Health Record in the cloud, but there was no consultation done with community or consumers of health systems across Australia, and we were conscious in the Kimberley that our mob are very vulnerable, don't have internet access, and in some cases only have fax systems to be able to opt out or either stay in, but they were definitely not fully abreast of what the My Health Record was about.
Mark Diamond, CEO of the National Rural Health Alliance, says the online system poses major problems for Indigenous rural communities, where internet is slow and unreliable.
It's difficult. There's no doubt about that. My Health Record is based around the idea of having an electronic portal. It requires you to have access to the internet. It requires you to have a device on which you can view that information, and it requires a connection to be established between your device and the source of the internet, and however that's connected through Wi-Fi, satellite link, cable, fibre. So in a lot of particularly Indigenous communities around Australia, they do not have that connectivity to a device, and that is a major impediment.
To improve general understanding of the My Health Record, Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services embarked on a consultation process, travelling to communities in the region. O'Donnell again.
So with the support of our member services, we had a discussion with the PHN, the Primary Health Network, which is the West Australian Primary Health Network, and were able to receive some funds and work to go out and talk to our mob and inform our communities about the My Health Record, giving them the options to either keep their record online or opt out with the forms that were available, and informing them that their whole health record isn't on the system at this current time. There was a misconception. People automatically assumed that the whole record was on the system, and that's not the case.
For Vicky O'Donnell, understanding the new system involved training clinical staff, receptionists and drivers to ensure that all community members could have their questions answered.
The bit around the My Health Record was about what is actually on the national online system, and really around what the security of the record is, you know, third-party access, whether it's going to be used for research. There were still a lot of underlying concerns raised by our mob about, you know, who else can see my record. So it was about explaining to them the security, and whilst, you know, I think we would all agree it's not perfect, it would be unfair for our doctors and our nurses who are working in our clinics to be spending half an hour of their time educating people around the My Health Record. So that's why we had a bit of a two-prong approach.
Diamond sees an online health record as vital for remote communities who are living in areas where there are little to no local health services.
You don't know where you're going to go to access healthcare. It could be the local health clinic, if you've got one, with the remote area nurse located there. It could be the next biggest town, which might be 200 or 300 kilometres away or more. You might be evacuated by the Royal Flying Doctor Service out to a regional centre or even a capital city. So if you don't know where you're going to be receiving your health care from and under what circumstances that might occur, you need to have your information that is accessible regardless of where that location might be. And that's what this repository, that's what My Health Record provides.
Confusion about the new health system is still high. O'Donnell believes this will influence a community's decision to opt in or out of the system.
I think it's a bit of a mixture at the moment. Some have opted out. I wouldn't say a lot have opted out. It's still early days for us, but what we've informed people is that you can still opt out beyond 15th of November if you wish, as opposed to you've only got until the 15th of November. That you know, our mob need to understand that you can opt out any time. Whilst everybody has the opportunity to opt out by the 15th of November, consultation and education about the My Health Record is going to be an ongoing process for us.
Vicky O'Donnell, CEO of the Kimberley Aboriginal Medical Services there, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.